Hi, thank you for calling Carolina. I'm on a recorded line here. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
It's Larry Johnson on behalf of his daughter, Lauren Johnson.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, again, my name is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
You say what I would like to what?
To see if you met the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this?
No.
Okay, again, you haven't signed or sought out legal representation from another law firm for this matter?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and I understand it was for your daughter, Lauren. What was it that she was diagnosed with?
NEC.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, and what injuries did she sustain from NEC? Was there any ongoing gastrointestinal condition?
Bring my keys. Mm-hmm. Bring me my, I'm sorry.
No worries.
No, give me the keys to the bank. All right, let me get my, okay, I'm sorry, I'm in my truck now, I can actually focus. Okay, what'd you say?
Yeah. What injuries did Lauren sustain from NEC? Was there any serious issues?
Yeah, she had like a they had to cut her on her like abdomen,
okay,
stomach or whatever.
Yeah, cut out part of her abdomen. Was that to see, or was that to get rid of the bacteria that was in there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And did she still have any ongoing intestinal or any bowel conditions?
Yeah, she had like it's like a P word, perforation, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, a perforation?
Perforation, it's in her intestine, yeah.
I see. And do you have any medical records?
And like her stomach, she had like,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say she had like some stomach like imbalance issues sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. And did you have any medical records showing the proof of diagnosis?
Yes, but we just got done with the hurricane, so like my house is basically flooded. I'm living in a hotel right now, so I don't have nothing, but if I can get it, I will.
Okay, no worries. But you do have it, just not at this moment, is that right?
Yeah, just
yeah. No worries. Do you know when it was that Lauren was diagnosed?
I wrote that down. It was 12. You said when she was diagnosed?
Yes.
That's the formula date. I wrote it down. Oh, yeah, 20... It was 128 of 2014.
Okay. So that was January 28th of 2014?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, no problem. And again, she was diagnosed before or after she was given formula?
I want to say was it before or after? She said it was after. My girlfriend said it was after. It's after.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and do you remember the exact hospital where she was diagnosed?
Yeah, St. Joseph.
Okay. St. Joseph. Was that in Orange County?
No, it's in Tampa, Florida.
Okay. You said that was in Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. St. Joseph Hospital in Tampa, Florida?
Tampa, Florida, yes.
Okay. Perfect. I do see this one under West Dr. Luton King Drive, Jr. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. One second. And was this the same place where Lauren was born?
Yes.
Okay. And was Lauren
No,
tied?
St. Joseph. No, it's not the same place, no.
Okay. Where was the other address where she was, or what was the other hospital where she was born?
It was St. Joseph Women's.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, they're right next to each other.
Okay, St. John, I'm sorry, St. Joseph Women's Hospital, and again, that was in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what type of formula the baby was given? What brand?
Oh, similar.
Okay, Similac. Perfect. And Lauren, how is she doing now?
She's okay. You know, she still has like some kind of like, development issues type, but she's okay.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Perfect. Okay, and both Lauren and yourself, are you guys residents of the United States?
Yes.
Great. Do you know how many weeks she was when she was born?
When she was born. Hey, how many was she born? 28. It was 28 weeks.
Okay. 28 weeks. And did Lauren become diagnosed with NEC while still at the hospital, or did you guys leave and then come back?
She's still at hospital.
Okay. So it was in the same stay of when she was born?
What she was? Was it or not? Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had to go to the other hospital. They shipped it to the other hospital.
Okay. But again, that was in the same stay of when she was born? Or did you guys go home and then come back?
No, it was in the same state.
Okay. Okay. And what was Lauren's date of birth?
12/21/2013.
Okay. 12/21/2013. Okay.
Yeah, we had to go from Hey, Joseph Women's, they're right across the street from each other, but
Yeah,
they had to
yeah.
shift us over there.
Okay. And how old is Lauren right now? About 11?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then would you be able to provide a birth certificate if asked?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have any other friends or family that were also fed formula and affected?
No.
Okay, that's great. Okay, she was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. And can you confirm Lauren's gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. Now I have Lauren as Lauren. Is that right?
No, Lauren.
Okay. Lauren. Perfect. And then last name Johnson, Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. Did Lauren have a middle name?
Yes. You said, does she have a middle name? Yes, R. Renee.
Okay. R, perfect. Or how was Renee spelled? Renee?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did Lauren have a suffix?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And do you know the last, or I'm sorry, do you know her social?
Social. I have last. Yeah, I'm getting it right now.
Okay, perfect.
The last four is
The full, if you do have it.
I don't know the four by heart. I just know. Let's see. Man, I sound good. She knows. Hey, can you give me her social? Can you give me Lauren's social? Yeah, she getting in. Okay, I found it. Here we go.
Okay.
747 156230.
Okay, again, that was 747-156230. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Now, your information, it was Larry, right?
Yes.
Okay, Johnson. And did Larry, I'm sorry, Larry, did you have a middle name?
Yes, Alan.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Alan, A-L-L-E-N.
A-L-L-E-N, perfect. And did you have any suffix?
Three.
Okay.
I'm the third.
Perfect. And what was your marital status?
Single. Unmarried.
Okay. And can you confirm your age for me? I'm sorry, your gender?
Male.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And do you know your social?
You say my social?
Mm-hmm.
592-39-5057.
5057?
Yes.
Okay, so that was 592-39-5057, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was your date of birth?
1/18/1994.
Perfect. 1/18/1994. Now I see an email on here is drummerboylj56@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I see phone number is 656-234-5118. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And what was the primary full address?
The primary is full, 2015. Mm-hmm. East Idlewild Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33610.
Okay. And what was the name of the street?
Idlewild. IDLEWILD.
Avenue. Oh, I see. Perfect. So that was 2015 East Idlewild Avenue, Tampa, Florida, and that was 33610?
Yes.
Okay. And was there an apartment number? Or is that a house?
Yes. It's a house.
Okay, perfect. Do you know the mother's full name as it would be listed on the birth certificate?
Jasmine Joseph.
Jasmine, was that J-A-S-M-I-N-E?
M-I-N, yes.
Okay. And Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And again, yours was Larry, Allen, Johnson. Perfect. And then Allen, again, was A-L-L-E-N, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Larry, are you aware of or parenting relating issues, you know, of abuse, neglect, anything like that?
Yeah, she's fine. There's no, none of that.
Okay, great. And were you aware of any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS? Any of those?
No, she doesn't have any. She didn't have any of that.
Okay, perfect. Again, she was born premature, right? And she was born in Florida, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was Lauren diagnosed in the NICU?
Was she?
Hi, Larry, can you hear me? I think the line was cutting off a little bit. Hi, Larry, can you still hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Okay. Was she diagnosed in the NICU?
I don't really remember if it was in the NICU or not.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. And again, it was Lauren Renee, Renee. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if she was born, but I know for sure that we were in the NICU, though.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Do you know how much that she did weigh when she was born?
Four.
Okay. Okay. And did she start getting fed that formula as soon as she was born?
Start getting formula as soon as she was born. Hello?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. Was she, did she start getting fed
Okay.
that formula when she was born?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And do you know when
Okay.
she stopped getting fed that? Was it around the time that she was diagnosed?
It was maybe how many days, maybe? I don't know. I know it was like, 2 days after we stopped. I know I wrote the date down. Let me look the date down. I know I wrote it in my notes. Hold on.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's 12. It was December 23rd, 2013 to January 28th, 2014.
Okay. Of when she was being fed, right?
Yeah, I think that was like
Okay.
35 days, 36 days.
Yeah. 35, 36 days around there. Okay. And when did you learn that there
Yeah, she
was
was a
a connection between them? Was that at the hospital? Was that when she stopped feeding that they kind of let you know that there was issues between the two?
I want to say at the hospital, I believe.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Was she ever fed breast milk prior to the formula, or was it formula from the beginning?
No, it was straight formula.
Okay. Okay. And again, she was fed the formula in the hospital. I know these questions are a little redundant. Sorry about that.
Oh, my phone going dead. Oh my God.